Let's go ahead and jump in and start talking about the tariffs recently announced and then the retaliatory tariffs from China and then more tariffs being announced from Trump. Kind of talk a little bit about that and the press release that went out yesterday.
Well, we're very concerned about the tariffs, and as everyone knows, well, as it's known that we send China about $14 billion annually in soy exports, and that tariff is going to be huge going forward with what soybean farmers will be impacted, on the farms individually.
And with the recent trade rhetoric between the two countries and just keeping implementing more tariffs, are you concerned even by the actions of the retaliatory tariffs, or kind of what do you think about those recent actions?
I keep thinking something will get resolved, and I know we've got to July 6th before stuff will be put into place, so we're really trying to drive the message home now of rethinking the tariffs and not moving forward with that deadline, and that's what we're really concerned about right now. And I, when I say concerned, not just the leaders of American Soybean Association, all soybean farmers are they're very aware of it from the media that's out and, from the media that they see on TV at night or read in the paper, and it's just really a concerning thing right now, especially with the farm economy, with the way farm income's been down for the last 5 years and commodity prices for the last 4 or 5 years also.
If it's not, there has been talk about giving farmers payments through the USDA, through their Commodity Credit Corporation Fund. Do you think something like that would help farmers?
If it comes to that, and we're definitely not wanting to ever get to that. We're wanting to keep pushing negotiation as opposed to mitigation. And that's one of our key things that we want to keep in the forefront of the administration is let's keep the negotiations open and work something out and not have to get into the whole dynamics of mitigation. And so that we're really promoting the negotiation and not wanting to even think about mitigation right now. And it makes, I don't know if it'll ever come to that or not, but that's not what we're really pushing for right now. Just kind of summarize, we've been dealing with China and export to China for roughly 40 years. But in the last 20 years, that has really gained a lot of traction with the rapport that we have built with China and those long-lasting relationships that have just been cultivated over the years. Around 1998, I think we sold them about $400 million in soybeans. Now we're selling right at $14 billion. So over 20 years, you can see what that relationship, and that relationship is, the Chinese know that they're getting a good product from U.S. soy with the quality of bean we have, with the protein level and the oil level. So they're getting a very good product, and that's why you've seen that through the cultivation of a relationship has really just escalated over that 20-year time period.
Is there anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
Well, just that it's on the forefront of ASA's thoughts. I mean, all of the leaders, the directors on the American Soybean Association, as well as the state affiliates on the state levels, are getting media requests all the time. And I really appreciate you guys, getting our voice heard, and trying to reach out to the administration. And we have been reaching out to the administration and talking with the administration about how important it is. So we've spoken with the secretary. We actually had a fly-in to Washington, D.C. to meet with our congressman. I think we had over 50 visits that day. It was a small group that flew in and divided up into teams and went and met with our congressman and made this issue back then, even in April, make it known to them about, we're really concerned if this continues, what can be the end result? So we're also looking at a soybean market that probably in the last month, around the last 4 weeks, has dropped, around $1 to $50 now. I haven't looked at the market today. Well, I have, but I didn't want to look at it again. But has taken such a hit, and that's just a lot of dollars that has affected our economy.